This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I have a bunch of calls on the line, so for everybody who's online, please be patient with me while we try to answer as many questions as we can. So we'll get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rachel's in New Hampshire.
Rachel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have growing celery, and I'm looking for some advice to get the stems thicker. And how hardy is it going through the couple of frosts that are like below 32 degrees?
Okay, so you've been growing the celery all season, or did you start it?
I started it this spring.
Okay.
And I have like 5 stalks, and I'm wondering what I should do with them now.
Gotcha. And it's not that thick, right? It's not.
They're not as thick as the store-bought ones, but they're looking pretty good. They're pretty tall. They're not stringy, but they're medium size. But I just didn't know if you had to cover them on the stems or put the soil up with the stems. Or I think there's some way I remember somebody saying, maybe a father saying, that you had to cover up the stalks to make them thicker or blanch out a little bit.
Okay. So, couple things with celery during the season. It is one that needs lots of water to get to the point that you want. So, being in like the major drought that we've had this year, probably had something to do with the celery not being as thick as it normally should be, right?
Okay.
And the celery really, like, droughts just affect them more than most vegetables because they need that water, because a lot of the plant will get bigger because of the water, right? If the water helps it. You do need to fertilize during the season, and you could use like a Garden Tone multiple times during the season to allow the plant to absorb some of these nutrients, to get them, stronger long term, right?
Right.
You brought up the blanching of the celery, right? To make them more tender. What you want to do is, like you said, is slowly building up a mound around the celery. And every few days that it's growing, adding a little bit more dirt, And at the harvest, that's when the celery will end up being blanched, right?
Okay, yeah.
There's other methods to it. Another one is to cover the lower half with like cardboard or brown paper or something along those for a few weeks before you plan to harvest, and it will do the same thing. But you were correct about mounding around it to blanch the celery. So I think one of the major things that caused a lot of this year was the lack of water. And you might have watered, you know, the garden often. Yeah. But the soil around it and everywhere just didn't have a lot to it.
Right.
So I think that is the major factor on this.
Okay.
Right? I think that is where we haven't seen the big stocks that you've normally been looking for.
Right. They do look pretty good, but I guess one isn't perfect, I guess.
Yep. It's just, I think that the watering, the consistent water, and what we're trying to do is we're not trying to keep it like in standing water, but we want to keep them wet. The other thing about celery is it is considered like a biannual, right? It can, you know, kill it by this hard frost, but what I would look at doing is look at, you know, a deep covering of the soil around it. Composting around it, those types of things to keep the root system from completely just dying off.
Oh,
right?
Really? I thought it would die completely.
It is one that can sometimes be considered a biannual, right? So that means it's two seasons just about.
Oh.
Right? A lot of people will look at it as just an annual type because of the fact that it takes a while to get to where it is, right? It's not a quick thing. But
right.
Some people, if they didn't dig everything up or, you know, all of that, you could take a look at overwintering it by covering it, giving it, you know, some heavy covering.
So would the top die off? It would die off.
What you could do is leave a couple inches from the base, right? Leave something there if you don't harvest it. And because what it'll do is, what you're really looking to do is you could do like salt marsh hay. You could do some sort of like cut up straw, something along those lines over the top.
So mulch leaves. I have a mulcher that.
Yeah, that would be good too. You know, and it can be overwintered that way. You could also dig up full sun.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably, you know, in an open spot too, where it's going to get some of that cold wintery conditions. The covering, it's the biggest thing. If you decide to overwinter it, you don't have to overwinter it, right? It's not something that a lot of people will do.
I'd like to do it just for experimental sake.
Yeah, you might as well try it, right? What harm is it going to do at this point?
Right.
But you just need to protect it because if you don't have something on it, the top is going to freeze and then it works its way down to the base. You know what I mean?
Right. So I should wait till the ground freezes or should I do it a little
bit
before?
So I'd wait till the ground, or it's close to freezing, right? Because just with like others, the squirrels, chipmunks, all those, they're trying to find a place to live. And if we have something living like that and we overwinter too early,
right,
then they're just going to, you know, thrive because they're eating it all winter.
Right.
Okay.
In my mice would do the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
All right, no problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Cape Cod.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I'm going to plant some ice volley daffodils today.
Okay.
And I just want to get it right. You know, the soil down here is sandy.
Yep.
And I've heard different suggestions about depth, spacing, and amendments.
Okay.
I have a bag of bulbs on. But if you were me, what would you do today?
Well, so the let's start with the depth, right?
Okay.
The daffodils, you know, it goes, people have certain, have different ways of looking at it. Some will say, you know, 4 inches, some will say 7-8 inches. I'd probably put it 6 to 8 inches down just for me because of the fact that sometimes, you know, we want it to go dormant. We want it to stay the same temperature. If we put it up too high, sometimes the freeze-thaw effect on those first couple inches can really do some damage to it, right?
Okay.
As far as some of the width, those types of things, we can talk about that on the other side of the break. We can talk about the fertilizer. We can talk about the amendments, all those things, because it is important. It's that time of year to be doing this. So hang tight with me, Frank.
For okay, thank you.
For everyone else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trade. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Frank in regards to planting of his daffodils. And, you know, I was just thinking about it during the break. And so, you know, we talked about the depth. The idea here is example that a lot of people use, or the style that people use, is they'll look at the size of the bulb, the width of the bulb, and then they plant that at a depth of at least 2 to 3 times the width, right? So that would be a good, you know, idea. But if it's like if it's only an inch, you probably want to get it to about at least 3 inches. But the fact of the matter is a lot of them are probably like about 2 inches. So we're, you know, 6 inches, I think, is where you want to go. Now, the other thing is we want to make sure we space them about 3 to 6 inches apart, right? So we don't put them too close together, but we can have them close because they'll fill in and fill a whole area. It'll be awesome when they fill in that way. We want to make sure they're in full sun, right? So when the season hits, they're in full sun. As far as amendments that we discussed, I would think about using like a compost, some sort of like planting mix that's mixed in with the soil that's already existing, right? So maybe you're digging them in an area where you've almost built like a trench for them where you're going to have them. All that soil that you've dug up, add some compost or a planting mix or something along those lines. Mix that all together and use that as your covering for them. You can use the bulb tone at this point. You can mix it into the soil. That would be fine to do. Some people don't like doing that because of some of the, you know, that bone meal sometimes will attract the small rodent type animals. But if you're worried about those digging them up, there's a couple ways to do that to help prevent it. What some will do is they'll actually put a layer of like lava rock or sharp rocks around the bulbs themselves, And so when I say sharp rocks, I mean more of a rock that is like a crushed stone that's been like blasted to create it versus something that's been in a riverbed, right? Like a washed stone. Because those the sharper edges, it's harder for that animal to dig. It hurts their paws when they dig at them because they'll dig down in there to get to the bulb, right? So that would be one way to prevent them. The other way is using the product called Repelzol from Bonide. Use the concentrate version of it, right? And what you do is you take a bucket, you throw the bulbs in there, and then you take the concentrate and throw it over the top of them and kind of let it soak into them for a bit. And it acts as a repellent for, 60 days or so, which will get us to the point where those rodents really aren't as active in the soil trying to get them. So it could get you to the spring. So it's definitely a couple things to do with it, but I would recommend a little bit of everything that we discussed. Sure. Just kind of pick and choose. Yeah, write your own adventure there.
Okay. So when I dig out this trench, I'm going to go deeper than 6 inches, amend that soil. So I have the amended soil underneath the bulb as well, I would think, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thanks. It's very helpful. All right. Appreciate it.
No problem, Frank. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I am about 45 seconds away from the break, and I know I do have some more calls in line, so again, please be patient with me. I know that it's hard just sitting there waiting, but I don't want to bring you on and then cut you right off. If the music's here, that means we've got 30 seconds. So anyways, we are going to take a break. We've got about a half hour left in the show. We'll try to take as many calls as possible for you today. Again, the number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 4 minutes or so. Stay tuned.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden will make a week-long three-country trip next month for a quartet of summits, including one that could potentially put him in the same room as China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Arizona's Attorney General has agreed not to enforce a near total ban on abortions, at least until next year, a move that Planned Parenthood Arizona credited with allowing the group to restart abortion care across the state. If you're feeling like you're behind on retirement savings, you are not alone.
A lot of Americans have either reduced or stopped contributions to their retirement due to inflation. That's according to a new report from Allianz Life Insurance Company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy-to-take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got some calls on the line, so we're going to get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Kay is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Kay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question has to do with the difference between compost, garden soil, and fertilizer. And the reason why I ask is because I have a raised garden bed, and I was going to put Fox Farm product in my garden bed, and when I saw that one of the ingredients was bat guano, it kind of raised a flag to me. So I was hesitant because I have vegetables in that garden. So when I went back to the garden center, they told me that the bat guano would not hurt my vegetables, but they were saying that if I wanted a boost to my collard greens and my cabbage, adding that garden soil wouldn't give me as much result than if I used a fertilizer. So can you clarify that for me?
Sure. Now, bat guano is used as a fertilizer. It's rich in nitrogen, right? So it has a lot of nitrogen in it, and it's not going to harm your plants or you. A lot of people will use it as a fertilizer. Fox Farm even sells it specifically as, I know they have a bat guano fertilizer straight out, so it's
right.
Something that you could use. Now the soil, which soil did you get? Did you get the Fox Farm soil?
Well, that's what I had picked up, and like I said, when I saw that bat guano was one of the ingredients in it,
Yep. Then
that's what raised the flag. So then I thought about Stout and Ollie. And when I was talking to him about Stout and Ollie, he said that's good too, but if you're trying to boost your plant growth, your vegetable growth, then you would want to use a fertilizer. So he recommended, which I bought, some pellets from a company named Nelson.
Okay.
And yeah, and so I got that, and I kind of spread it around. But when I looked at the the directions for Nelson, it says you put the pellets down and then you cover it with some, you know, some topsoil. So it's kind of confusing to me, the difference then between using a compost that has manure in it versus using pellets. They're both fertilizer in my mind.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing, right? Using the soil and the compost and then using the fertilizer, I think, is the way to go. I think that soil that you wanted to purchase, was it that light blue bag or was it the brown bag? Was it the ocean?
It was the brown bag.
Okay, so the Happy Frog. I think it's called Happy Frog soil, right?
That's right, right.
And that is a great soil mixture, honestly.
Okay.
But they make it so that then you will fertilize it and keep those microbes and everything that's in that soil active, right? So so you want to, it's like one goes with the other.
Okay.
So it's not just about the soil, it's about the fertilizer that goes with that soil. And it's not just about the fertilizer, it's the soil, because you're feeding not only your plant, you're feeding your soil. So
okay.
I would say use that soil, then on top of it, use that fertilizer, water it in. That's what's going to make your vegetables, your cabbage, your collards just get stronger, right? The fertilizer, what I would look at the back of the package. Some of these fertilizers will say you can fertilize up to, you can fertilize like once a month, right, with that.
Okay,
if you're
right.
looking for something that's more of a quick feed, that's when you would want to look at like a, what they call wettable powder, right? So that would be like the Miracle-Gros, the Peters fertilizers, the ones that you mix with water. Because those are instant, they're, as soon as they're getting into the plant, they're being used. Whereas a granular is usually considered a slower release fertilizer.
So
it's a fertilizer over time. So you can use both of those, honestly, right?
Okay.
So I think that soil is a great soil to add into the mix. Sometimes I would even look at the ocean forest.
The blue bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ocean forest compost is more for like a heavier, it's a little bit heavier, whereas that Happy Frog is more of like a, I'd use it in like containers, those types of things. So you could use the ocean forest in that soil mixed in and then use the fertilizer as well, and then a liquid fertilizer. I think we get into a thought process of we just need to fertilize to make everything, the plant, better. But if we have the right soil at the beginning, and that's what you were looking to do, if we have the right soil at the beginning, the longevity of it is going to make it stronger. You're adding the microbes in multiple ways versus just fertilizing that sometimes with like that wettable powder can just leach right through.
Okay, so this is my next situation, and then I'll follow up with a question.
Okay.
With my garden bed, I did not do a 100% pull out everything from the summer, then condition the soil, and then plant everything. I did kind of succession gardening. So now with the directions on the pellets for the fertilizer, it's saying, like I said, use so much per 10 feet, and then cover it with, you know, more soil. My concern is what happens to the natural, like the worms and all those things that go, that are a part of that system. What happens to, like, after a while, is it that my soil will only be good if I keep fertilizing it? Or am I disrupting the natural biome of things?
Well, so this is the thing, right? So soil over time, if we do nothing, is just going to use all that it has, leach out, and then not be as prominent, right? So adding some of this, and the organic matter is a huge thing when it comes to adding to soils. Organic matter helps all the microbes that are there be active a little bit more. So I wouldn't just look at it as saying, you know, I'll add soil and then keep adding like a mix of a soil each time. I would look at using the organic matter to help.
Right.
And what, by leaving the plants like you did, right?
Yeah.
That is going to create organic matter as well.
Okay.
And what it's also doing is all those plants that you worked on during the summer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you fertilized, right?
Yeah.
Well, so the thing, of, the reason why I bring that up is the fertilizer, because those plants are still there and they have the root system still there, those microbes are already active in the soil. And so when you plant something else, they'll be able to pull from there and it'll be an added microbe because you've been working on it all season. So it's actually a really good thing the way you did it.
Okay.
It's an awesome way of doing it. And to be honest, there's a gentleman in Alaska named Jeff Lowenfell who came out with multiple books that come about microbes, all those things. And he actually recommends at the end of every year not taking your plants out in the vegetable garden and just leaving them there because the root system, his name's Jeff Lowenfell.
Okay.
But what he did was he made it so that his plants will have a better chance of starting because he's in Alaska. Alaska doesn't have a lot of growing degree days, so he's looking for every advantage. So basically what you did without knowing is you took his method, and I bet you you're going to have a lot more success because of it, because of that organic matter, because of the root system's already been fed, because of all those things. And I think your plants are going to thrive from it.
Well, because I saw this documentary on YouTube where this person was talking about a Back to Eden garden, and he used wood chips. And after a while, he had gotten to the point where he was just using wood chips. Now I know his climate and things like that is a little bit different. I'm in South Carolina. He's in the state of Washington, but he had said he'd gotten to the point where he wasn't even irrigating and he wasn't fertilizing because he would continuously, I guess each season or once a year, renew or refresh the wood chip. And he was saying it would hold the moisture and then it would keep that natural biome going in his garden.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, I mean, that's a lot of good stuff that you're talking about here. And just, you know, I think it's a combination of everything working together. It's not just the fertilizer or just the soil or just the, you know, the wood chips or whatnot. I think everything that you're discussing here and you've asked, I think is so important to work hand in hand, to be stronger, for your plants long term.
Okay, so last question. What type of wood chips would you suggest? Does it matter what kind of trees these chips come from? Oak, pine?
I mean, I think I wouldn't say that, you know, go all pine. I would say a mixture of them because the pine obviously likes an acidic soil. But the fact of the matter is it's not like it's going to, you know, just throw, it's not going to be like a four from the wood chips, like for the pH level. But I think a combination of the mixture would help you. But it's definitely going to keep the moisture in there. It's going to keep the everything lively underneath. I think it'll be great.
Okay. Well, thank you. I know you got other callers. I appreciate your time. I always learn something from your show.
Awesome, Kay. That was great. Questions. I think it was awesome, especially this time of year. So I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Centerville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I'm about to fertilize for the fourth time my lawn.
Okay.
and I've got so many bags of different fertilizers. I want to know which one would be best for this time of year. And I have Winter Guard Turf Builders, Turf Builder by Scott Winter Guard.
Okay.
I have Green Up. I have Step 3 or Turf Builder. And I have Winterize. So,
go ahead. Sorry.
So I'm just wondering, is Turf Builder the same as Step 3?
Turf Builder is just the brand name. Sometimes it's it can be any of the numbers. I would look at anything that says winter.
I think you're part going on break.
I am. Hang tight for me, okay? Yeah, hang tight. I'm going to take that break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll answer those questions for Gene here. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hold on to that number for next week. So right now we are talking with Gene. Right at the end there, we were talking about the fertilizer that you should use. And in either one of the ones that say a winter guard or winterizer, either one of those would be the one I would use right now.
And not the step three.
No. So what that does is it's a green up product. And what it does is it basically helps the lawn when it goes through like a tough stage, like the summer, the heat, drought, all those things. We're looking to kind of slow it down and put it to bed for winter. And so that's why I would say, the winter guard.
Okay. And I also had a question on, you had started to tell one of your callers about planting, I think it was tulips or daffodils.
Okay.
How far apart do you plant them?
So the daffodils, they were talking about 3 to 6 inches apart, right? So you can group them close, but not too close. That way they can, when they come in, it's a nice full area.
Well, I have a hyacinth, just one bulb. It was a plant that was given to me, and I forgot about it and just left it outside in a container, and it actually has gone to root, and it's also sprouting up. So it's starting to get ready to bloom again.
Yep.
Is it too late to put it in the ground?
No, I'd put it in the ground now if you could. Today would be a good day. It's supposed to warm up in a bit. Definitely this week is supposed to be warm, so it's fine. I would definitely get it in sooner rather than later. That way it can push some of those other roots into the soil. I would look at also, making sure you use like a good compost to mix in it. The Biotone starter is a good one to add to the soil, especially now. It's going to help get it through the winter, get it going to where it needs to go to. So I would look at using that.
And
I'd like to get more of them. I don't have any. Will they, if I pick up some bulbs, hyacinth bulbs, can I?
Definitely.
It's a good time to do it. Okay.
Definitely, and a lot of garden centers still have them. I know you're in Centerville. You could go to the Mahoney's in Tewksbury. I know they have them. They okay. should have some. So they have plenty of bulbs. Definitely, it's a perfect time to do it because the nighttime temperatures are cold now. Because sometimes, you know, planting too early can make you look at it and say, oh, geez, it might promote new growth. And there are still, you know, those little critters, the little rodents, still yeah. active in the soil around trying to get to the bulbs. Whereas if it's colder, it's not yeah. as – you're not worrying as much, right? You're putting them in there. They're going to thrive and do better because they need that cold period. They need the cold stratification period in order for them to be successful for the next season. So
would I be better to just put them in put this bulb in a pot and just leave it outside with some compost?
No, I'd put it in the ground.
Okay.
If you can. I mean, if you can, if you can actually pot bulbs into containers and just make sure that the containers, you kind of group them together and put like mulch or straw or salt marsh hay around the containers for winter because they're going to be exposed and they might do more damage than good for them. But you can definitely plant them in containers because what it'll allow you to do is those containers, right, you could bring them inside earlier and start to force them to grow a little bit earlier so you have them before the neighbors.
Right. That'd be great.
All righty. Yeah.
And I have one last question. The hydrangeas, now they've gone by.
What's yep.
the level I can cut off the blooms?
Yeah, cut off the blooms now because they're only going to hurt them in the winter. If it snows and the flower leans over, it could snap the branches and open up the door for pathogens, etc. So clean them up. Cut them back. You don't have to cut the plant back. Just cut the flowers off. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Jean. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. That'll do it for this week. I appreciate everyone who's online, their patience for me. I don't want to end up as a patient in a mental hospital after all this. But anyways, be good to each other. Get out there. Plant something. We'll see you next week.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.